Mr. Harwell will now sum up.
You know, 20 minutes isn't very long to present an argument about whether or not a person can manifest divinity, whether or not a person can ultimately manifest God in a way that Jesus did. And I know when you're under pressure, sometimes you act like you're in a hurry, and I had so much to say, and so little time. I apologize if I came across as a little bit of a hothead, because I probably did. And I would also like to thank Mr. Hunt and Tope for accepting the challenge to meet with us this evening. I know that both of them have spent considerable time in their lives. They've taken a lot of time out of their lives to promote their beliefs, their faith, and do things that they feel deep inside are right and true. I commend any person that does this. It takes away from your responsibility at home. It takes away from making money. And I know how most people are preoccupied with that. Any person who stands up for what they believe, I commend, because like Mr. Hunt and Tope, I also like to stand up for what I believe, and I didn't always believe the way I believe now. I believed at one time that when I quoted this scripture, it referred to everyone but me. Well, not everyone but me, but a lot of people besides or but me. In Timothy it says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they will heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables." As I look back in my life from this point, I realize that I once believed many things that were fables, and it is more than possible that there are still many things that I believe that are fables. And there are many things, now I'm not taking away from what I said earlier about man becoming God, but I am also extending this to every person here. There is not one of us here that can say that everything I believe is true. Not one person. Not one person could say that 2,000 years ago, 1,000 years ago. I know that there were and are sons of God manifesting their divinity much more than others. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." If we can learn to bring the power of God in us, recognize the Spirit of God in us, we also can manifest God on the physical plane. It's interesting to note, however, that in Mr. Hunt's remarks, he used the scriptures very little. We find that the scriptures support the belief, the doctrine, that man can become a god much, much more clearly than they refute it. There are many, many, many other scriptures that we looked up, that we looked into the Hebrew, the Greek, and analyzed them very carefully and concluded that man's heritage is to become a god. This does not mean that you fill the universe. We do not say that. What we say is that man can manifest God and fill the measure of his creation. He can be perfect in that he can finish, accomplish, complete everything that is assigned to him. Now Jesus, when it talks about him being sinless, comes from the Greek word, which means doesn't mean that he was perfect or without sin or without fault, but that he accomplished everything that he was sent on the earth to do. It would take numerous hours to get into some of the other fables and fairy tales that are believed not only by Christians of good faith, but by other people all throughout the world. However, we will find that these two gentlemen, in all humility, will not be able to refute the 10 points that were made, that man existed before he was born, that he is a son of God, that there were many Christs and Saviors, and I'm not talking about false Christs, but the word is used consistently. If Christ himself were a false Christ, then all the people in the Old Testament would be false Christs. It uses the same word simultaneously, as well as Saviors. No one can refute that man can perform miracles with the Father in him. No one can refute that man can be one with God, the Father. No one has done that. No one can refute that man has God's Spirit, that man will overcome death with the help of the Father in the same way that Jesus did. That cannot be refuted. That man was given the power to forgive sins. Jesus was given the power to forgive sins from his Father, and he acknowledged that. That man is made in the image of God. God created man just like he created Jesus, because Jesus is the brother of man. He's also called the Son of Man. When he's called the Son of Man, he is called the Son of Man in the same way that we are sons and daughters of God and joint heirs of God with Christ. Jesus was also perfect, teleos. He accomplished, finished his work in the same way that we are to do our work. Many Christians idolize the man Jesus to the point of hero worship. They put him on a pedestal and they say, this is a man that no other individual can ever be like. But do you know, Jesus never said that. Show me where it says that Jesus said, I am God in a way that no man can be God. Where Jesus said that. Many people don't want to take the responsibility for their own mistakes, for their own works. They want to glide into heaven on Jesus' coattail. They believe that they will be saved, it's true, by faith. Why by faith? And why not by works? Because it's a heck of a lot easier to get there if you believe that you only have to have faith and no works. Faith without works is dead. But will you believe that scripture? No. Because many people, and many here, want to go to heaven on Jesus' coattail, feeling that he has done everything. All they have to do is acknowledge Jesus, say he's in my heart, and somehow, abracadabra, they go to heaven on this coattail of Jesus and just fly up there with him. However, the Bible clearly tells you this is not the case. And I do hate to see so many people disillusioned. But in Daniel, it talks about the saints and how the Antichrist would make war with the saints and prevail against them. They were not lifted up in some rapture on some cloud in some mysterious, miraculous manner where people are supposedly driving down the road or watching a movie and all of a sudden they are zapped into the clouds and Jesus comes down, cleans off the planet, lowers them back down into the earth after he's wiped out the Antichrist. It's not what it says at all. In Daniel it says, I beheld in the same horn, referring to the Antichrist, made war with the saints and prevailed against them. The saints were on the earth doing the works of God. They weren't up in the cloud somewhere while Jesus did all the work, or God did all the works. They were on the earth fighting valiantly for God. It says that the Saints were prevailed against until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints. But first, the saints had to earn it. They were on the earth, and the Antichrist prevailed against them, as we also read in Revelations 13. This shows how man manifests God. But he has to earn it. He has to be like a son and overcome his weaknesses, just like Jesus did. Though he were a son, he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. So do we. And we're going to have to battle against the Antichrist, or we won't be able to be like Jesus, who was the firstborn of many brethren, it says here. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds, tongues, and nations until the day came that power was given to the people through God. And that day, man will manifest God as he has never done before. Now, I know, because of the holy word of God, the Bible, that man is God and will manifest it more and more as he opens his mind and allows himself to do it. Thank you.